True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Hey! Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
The very quick verdicts against Amy Bach and Salim Saeed come after a nearly six-week trial. The jury saw hundreds of pages of documents, false meal claims, fake invoices, million-dollar checks, testimony from some of the 37 people who've already pled guilty. For prosecutors, the evidence was overwhelming, they say, that Amy Bach knew. She submitted every false claim, wrote every check of the nearly $250 million in fraud. Bach's attorney sees it differently.
Amy's testimony was compelling. She answered all the questions that could have been answered.
He said he's shocked that she's now being detained until sentencing since she has no passport and no money, living with her parents. He was asked if she may express remorse at sentencing.
If there's any remorse, it's because of her children. I will go to my grave knowing, because I've reviewed the evidence, this is an innocent woman.
Salim Saeed is also now in custody, convicted of far more counts than Bach and described as one of the largest perpetrators of fraud. Nearly 30 defendants still await trial, but these quick verdicts just might bring more plea deals, prosecutors say.
Well, good weekend and welcome to Wiggins America. This is going to be a very, very full show. We have no guests. It is just that full of information. And these are the shows I like the most, in a sense. It's fun to have guests and bounce some things off and talk. And obviously, I like the comedy. I'm able to do a little bit more comedy when I've got a room full of people, or at least a couple people in here. But I love digging into the information that's off the grid a little bit. This is a story that we just played the local news report from there at the top of the show. This is a story out of Minnesota. And it's not getting a whole lot of attention because it just seems like, yeah, that's what happens. You know, people commit fraud and then they get caught and they go to jail. Well, that's what you hope happens, because so far in this country, a lot of people who have frauded the government, and when I say government, I mean you, these are people who have stolen from you. They've stolen from you in two ways. One is that they've stolen all your tax money. All of, like, the, for instance, this is a $250 million scheme that was just reported on there. I'll give you more details in a second. $250 million. That means that all of your tax money that you paid last year went to this one scheme. You know, that you could phrase it that way. And so they're stealing from you. This is all fraud. And every single tax dollar you paid was just stolen. And it goes way beyond that. As you know, the NGOs at the federal level are going to be exposed. And that's what we're going to get into here. But the other way that these people steal from you is not just, oh, my tax dollars went to this fraud. It's that that's not the only way that they're frauding. So yes, it's tax dollars, but they're also printing extra money to do all these things. So it's devaluing the money that you do have. So they're stealing from you really in multiple ways. And I think we need to call it what it is more often than just, well, it's fraud. It's blah, blah, blah. These people are stealing from you. I don't know why we're so opposed and everybody's so leery of DOGE. I mean, you can look at it with a critical eye, but why would we oppose the overall mission? I mean, this has been a bipartisan thing over the last several decades of multiple presidents from different parties saying this needs to happen, and then nobody does anything. And then finally we do something, and everybody's like, bah. This is a good mission, guys. We're on it right now, and buckle up, because it's not going anywhere. You got a president with big brass ones who is not going to allow these things to happen under his watch. Anyway, back to this story. A jury convicted the leader of a Minnesota nonprofit organization on Wednesday for her role in a $250 million pandemic fraud scheme that exploited a child nutrition program, a federal child nutrition program. The jury also convicted her co-defendant Salim Ahmed Saeed, who was the owner of the now-defunct Safari restaurant in Minneapolis, according to U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Minnesota. So why are we looking at this thing out of Minnesota? It is a federal fraud scheme, but it is a local story because it's not a... It's kind of a mix of both. And this is a COVID fraud scheme. Well, the reason that we're looking at this is because this is the roadmap for how a lot of these things are going to go down. I've been barking, and really anybody who's paying attention has been saying we've got to focus on all of these NGOs at the federal level. Now, this is stuff you've probably heard about before Trump, but is just now coming to light about how bad it is. It all sounds like this. That's why this case is so important, because it's all organizations that have names like Feeding Our Future. This is a program that on the surface, it sounds great. And that's the point, is that you go, why would you go after a great organization like Feeding Our Future? That's there to just expand childhood hunger needs, or take care of childhood hunger needs. But what were they doing with it? That was the facade. It looks good. And the whole point is that it looks good. The participants were taking the federal funds, and instead of doing what they intended with them, and I'm sure they were doing a little bit. That's always the thing. They were doing a little bit of feeding the hungry kids. But they were making a lot of personal purchases, including luxury cars, houses, jewelry, resort property abroad, all of these things. So this is the blueprint for what we're going to see for the next 4 years. This one is just scratching the surface, because this is $250 million. Some of these organizations were getting billions of dollars, but many of them were in the millions, and so there's a lot of them, but they all have names like Defending Democracy and Pushing American Values Overseas and things like that. And it's not just Democrats that were doing it. Republicans sat on these boards too. And in fact, some of the judges, now these aren't Republicans, but some of the judges that are handing out nationwide injunctions against Trump to stop him from being able to look into these things, they're on the boards of the NGOs. They have vast, deep conflicts of interest in their rulings. And that's why they're trying to stop them, because they know that A, the gravy train's going to stop for them, but B, the minute it does, the Trump administration's going to start looking into where all this money was going. Then it becomes a big, big problem. And there's going to be a lot of illicit activity. How they actually catch them is all wrapped up in the very last phrase that we played from that news clip. It said that they're hoping to get plea deals from these two. Now, not that these two are going to lead to a whole lot else. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But that's how the whole thing is going to unravel, is that there's going to be a crime somewhere. Now, these people are actually probably really good. They have a lot of money, a lot of attorneys. You know, you get several hundred million dollars up to billions of dollars, and you're going to have good attorneys in there making sure that you're running these things pretty tight. It's going to be pretty buttoned up. So it's going to be tough to catch them all on exactly how they were misusing the money, because a lot of it is gray legal area. Yes, you can take a salary from your nonprofit, but do you realize that taking a half a million dollar salary when your whole point was to, you know, solve AIDS in Nigeria doesn't really look good? You know, it's not technically illegal, but you were definitely siphoning off from the mission. And there are lots of, like, there's a hundred.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
People all doing the same thing. Is it illegal? They're going to find something in each one of these things that will be illegal. And that's going to be the key, because you're going to need one person to start to sing. You need the canary to come out and go, all right, I'll be your guy if you don't prosecute me. I'll tell you everything else that was going on. And it's going to happen one by one, one by one, one by one. That's how you're going to see this thing start to really unravel. Right now, they're all holding their breath and going, ooh, maybe we can get through this. Maybe the courts will block it just enough. Maybe we were buttoned up enough that we actually will avoid detection. Maybe there are so many of us. Maybe there's so many, there's thousands and thousands, 10,000 NGOs out there that will just kind of get lost in the fray. Nobody's really willing to come out and yell and sing and plea yet. But once the hammer starts to come down, keep in mind we're 2 months into this administration. When that hammer starts to come down, one by one, the whack-a-moles are going to happen. And that's when we're really going to start to find out how deep the corruption goes. Not just was this person taking more than they should, but are we funneling money through these two campaigns? Yeah, we're going to find that out. Was there bigger stuff than that? You know, the Epstein files, how tied in is all this stuff? That's what's coming this 4 years. And that is why this is such a big deal, and rooting out the corruption, bringing the bulldozer to D.C. and to the deep state and permanent Washington, whatever you want to call it. The bureaucratic fourth branch of government is what it is. They are so powerful that they right now think there's still a chance that the elected officials will not be able to remove those unelected officials. That's how powerful those unelected officials have gotten. But I have faith that this is the time. The time is now. that it has been written in the book of heaven that these things are about to be exposed. And man, I'm praying for our nation, though, because it is going to be messy. People are going to be scared because the yelling is going to be loud, guys. Even if it doesn't directly affect you, the yelling in this nation, you think it's gotten loud now? I mean, just wait. Just wait. A lot more information in this episode of Wiggins America coming up. So stick around.
You can call us Americans or Vespucciens. Doesn't matter here. Wiggins Vespuccia.
You know, a lot of what we do is a little bit tabloid. I hate that side of it, although it is really entertaining. And we have to be entertaining. Like, nobody's going to listen to, for instance, during the weekday, we do a three-hour show. Annie Fry, me, Brad, Mark Cox does 4 hours. Mark Reardon does 3 hours in the afternoon. Nobody's going to listen to a four-hour show, if it's not entertaining. So we got to do entertaining stuff. And yes, the shiny object sometimes grabs our attention. Like this, for instance, WWE legend Kane, who is now a mayor in Tennessee. Did you know that? He challenges Tim Walz to a charity wrestling match after the governor's bold claim. That claim was that Tim Walz said he believes he could kick most of Trump supporters' blanks. If one of them has stepped up to the plate, he is automatically the heavy favorite, Governor Walz says, which is just stupid. Like, this is the stupid stuff. But, you know, once you make it into a fun thing, then okay. But if you're just doing this to get attention, which Tim Walz is doing, if there's no substance behind what you're doing, it's just stupid. And that stuff drives me nuts about politics, because it becomes tabloid journalism in a way that I thought politics wasn't. Now, you could say, well, Donald Trump is the king of that stuff. Yes, but Donald Trump is the king of that stuff, and he backs up what he's going to do with substance. Tim Walz, they call him Tampon Tim for a reason. He was putting tampons in boys' bathrooms. What else do you need to know about his philosophy on life and government than that? Anyway, I digress. Here's the important stuff. I got a text, and I said in the show, I'll say it again later in this show, that if you want to contact Wiggins America, I am very receptive to that. If you want to reach out on Twitter or you want to reach out on Facebook, those are the two easiest ways to find me, Ryan Wiggins, or at Radio Wiggins on Twitter is the easiest way. But if you do, I try very hard to respond to that. Sometimes, you know, the tweets are just sort of like, hey, listening or whatever, and I make sure to say thanks or whatever. But if you reach out with some thoughtful commentary, you know, I like to try to sift through it, and even if I disagree with you. But this one I thought was very good. I'm going to read the whole thing from a listener. He says, you do not have to look very hard to find that the tech, banking, manufacturing, and automotive industries have reduced their workforce levels by hundreds of thousands of jobs over the last few years. No government employees seem too upset about those people losing their jobs. When I was laid off from my job three separate times and eventually lost my pension due to my company filing bankruptcy, I didn't hear one government employee sending sympathy my way. And that is because of the media. That is because of the attention given. This is my commentary now, given to these things. We go, oh my gosh, isn't that terrible? Because it's forced in our face. Well, if this person who's texting me or writing to me says, yeah, this was my situation, if that was forced in your face, you probably would be sympathetic to it too. But it wasn't, and that's the difference. In fact, before I get back into his message here, I will say that the big difference, and the reason why it is still very, very important, I am not leaving this topic, to cut government jobs. I'm sorry if you work for the government. Your employer is bloated. There needs to be massive trim back on that industry that you work in, which is the government. And I'm sorry that that is going to affect your life. This person is saying, I have had my a life affected many times by these types of things. I am saying to you right now, I too have been in multiple jobs and multiple careers and lost those jobs because there's always trim back in the private sector and there never is in the public sector. So what's the difference? Well, if you go to KFC right now, why does that person behind the counter have a job? Because you're giving them your money. Why does the government have your a government worker have a job? Because you're giving them your money. The money comes from you. The complete and total difference is that on one hand, you choose to give them your money. On the other hand, you do not. That money is coerced and taken from you and given to somebody else. If you go down to KFC or any private sector job, you're choosing to do that. And that is a huge difference. Back to this message, the person says, why then do federal government employees, including teachers, believe they are immune to operational efficiency, productivity, contribution, and employee performance review? After all, a federal employee works for the largest nonprofit business on earth. However, I've always believed that unions are a necessity. However, private and public unions are completely different. And he goes into some different topics here. He says, when your company is operating in the red at the tune of $37 trillion, then there's obviously not any legitimate collective bargaining contract negotiations happening. The unions win every time as the government is just negotiating with themselves, representatives of who and what. Completely agree with that message, and I thank that listener for that message. There is just a lot there, and I've had people come to me who are normally, and this is what drives me crazy, normally fiscal hawks, people for years, both sides of the aisle, although most Republicans, saying the size of government is just too freaking big. We're going to go bankrupt. And now we finally get somebody who's doing something about it, and everybody starts shaking and going, oh, they're not doing it right. They're not doing it right. They should have more of a scalpel. I understand. It's okay to criticize, but keep your eye on the ball. This is what you've asked for. This is it. It has to happen now, or we will not be a country in the future. We have a little more light content coming up. It's not about Kane. It's not about WWE.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Each legends challenging governors. But it is about the future of the party. You know, you want to know what the party balance is going to be in 2 years? Will the Republicans be able to hold the House? We'll get to that stuff next. By now, I'm sure if you listen to 97.1 or any sort of conservative media, you have heard the Chuck Schumer on The View clip. I'll play it for you in a second. But I think this guy is probably past jumping the shark. I mean, he's lost everybody. The Democrat Party has run away from him. to where you now have really two factions in the Democrat Party. The one that he represents, which seems to be losing, and the much more radical, loud, activist portion of the party, which seems to be winning in the party. Now, they're not winning overall. They're actually losing badly. But that's the voices that are winning the most. Before we get to that topic, though, what is this View clip? Just in case you haven't heard it, here is Chuck Schumer on The View from this week.
And you know what their attitude is? I made my money all by myself. How dare your government take my money from me? I don't want to pay taxes. Or I built my company with my bare hands. How dare your government tell me how I should treat my customers, my the land and water that I own, or my employees? They hate government. Government's a barrier to people. A barrier to stop them from doing things. They want to destroy it. We are not letting them do it, and okay. We're united.
Okay. Good.
Now, I'm a little tired of the phrase saying the quiet part out loud. We've heard that phrase too often for the last few years, but this is actually the perfect example of a Democrat saying the quiet part out loud. Here's the weird part. Chuck Schumer is the semi-moderate faction right now of the Democrat Party, and he believes that business owners and taxpayers and citizens need to get out of the way because they're the problem. The government is the solution, and he says in that clip that Democrats are here to protect the government from the people. I mean, come on. If you are a business owner or a taxpayer for that matter, and you heard this and you're a Democrat, Republicans already disagree with him. Before he even goes on The View, they disagree with him, and they disagree with The View pretty much regardless. But if you're a Democrat and you hear Chuck Schumer say that, is there any part of that that you're like, yeah, I agree with that. I would like to pay more taxes. Or are you, as a Democrat business owner or taxpayer, already thinking, you know what? I really don't like paying a lot of my paycheck to the government. Like, is there anybody out there who's like, I really wish I could pay more taxes? I mean, what a crazy argument. That whole thing is unbelievable. And the music's playing him out and all that. But again, back to my original point from this segment, which is that you really right now have two factions in the Democrat Party. You have the Chuck Schumer faction is the more moderate one right now because they're trying to play a little political game in figuring out how do we kind of be the resistance against Donald Trump and Republicans right now, but also not lose the bigger war of voting, because those people are looking at November and going, man, they rejected the kind of radical view of the country. Let's try to be a little bit more moderate, but not really give any ground to Donald Trump. They can't really do that. They can't figure out how to do that. So that faction is losing. On the other hand, you do have the more radical, extreme, loudest voices of the Democrat Party, which really are not all Democrat voters, but they are the loudest, you know, they're the drivers of the party. This is the money wing of the party. It's the activist portion that is driving that faction. They are just against anything Trump does. So any government cuts, you know, any 80-20 issue like women, you know, men playing women's sports, for instance, or deporting, using the wartime act to deport criminal gang members back to their countries who are already here illegally, let alone doing criminal activities here illegally. You know, these are issues that 80% of America goes, yeah, I kind of want to deport the criminals who are not here legally. I kind of want women to play women's sports. These things, I do think that it would be a good idea to trim the size of government. I mean, I like the way they're doing it, but I'm going to trim it. You know, these are 80-20 issues, and the loudest part of the Democrat Party is now in the 20 constantly. So they're losing on that. So the moderates aren't winning because they can't figure out what to do. And the loud activist far left can't win because they keep taking the wrong sides on everything. And a lot of their money is being cut off because they were getting it funneled from those NGOs. It won't go away right away, but it will fade as they do cuts and they run out of those budgets. So what's going on? Well, they don't know, and America doesn't really know. It's not as if they could never figure this out, but right now nobody can figure out how to defeat Donald Trump in messaging, especially because they don't have a message. I mean, I'll conclude this segment by just asking you, what is the message of the Democrat Party right now? It's anti-Trump. I understand that. I understand it's whatever Trump's doing, we're against that. That also leaves you in weird conundrums, because if you're against Trump and therefore against Elon Musk, now I'm against electric vehicles when I was just for them a few months ago. I was pushing mass government spending on electric vehicles, and now I hate the largest manufacturer of electric vehicles and I'm going to go blow them up. Like, that's the far left. That's what they're doing. There's really no ideological consistency. It's just knee-jerk reaction. And apparently Trump has figured this out. I don't know if he would verbalize this, but he's figured it out, and he's using it against them. He keeps taking the right side of these issues and making them look like fools. So again, I'll ask you, and really kind of remove Trump, because you can be the opposition to Trump and be far left or moderate left, or you can be centrist and really not be pro-Trump. But remove Trump, And tell me what the Democrat platform is right now. Like, if you were running for office, there's a big election coming up in Wisconsin at the beginning of April for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We'll be watching that closely. That's going to be the first real big test of the agenda and, like, the get out the vote of the Republican right now, because there's a lot of grassroots. But what is the message outside of Trump? I really would like to know. And you feel free to message me at Radio Wiggins on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. You can email me, whatever, you know, let me know. I love getting the feedback. I like sharing some of it too, when I get it. If I remember to, I read it. I just can't always remember to talk back to you on the radio. I try to message you personally though. I've talked a little bit about the Senate map for 2026 being in the Republicans' favor. So I would say it's likely that the Republicans keep the Senate in 2026. Even under rather bad circumstances. You know, this is usually a midterm where the presidential party is in power and has both houses of Congress, both sides of Congress, including the House and the Senate. So, you know, it should be a headwind map, but it looks like it's just going to be, I don't know, it could stay the exact same, 53-47. Now, on the House side, that's what the big question is, because it's so close and there are so few swing districts. The Democrats really only have to flip a few. But, man, Mike Johnson and the people that are, well, they're fundraising for the House, they're really optimistic that they are going to keep the House. And it's not just like rah, rah, rah. They actually go into the numbers and which districts and this and that, and they're like, so we think we should be able to keep it. That's, of course, what you would say if you're going into a midterm. You're not going to go, well, it's going to be tough. You know, that's how you raise money. But that's all to set up this thing that doesn't get talked about a whole lot. There is a census coming up in 4 years, and the population of the United States started to shift dramatically in, you guessed it, 2020 and 2021. So the census that came out, it was a little bit delayed in 2020 because of COVID, but the census that came out didn't really reflect all of the movement that had happened yet, because a lot of it was in progress during that time. And by the way, they shorted Republicans a whole bunch of congressional seats and electoral votes based on that map because of corruption. Now, that I don't know that that can go back and be fixed now. That is something that should be looked at. I'm not holding my breath that they'll be able to do anything about that. But looking forward, and that's a whole other topic, but that should be addressed at some point. That, I mean, they just cheated on the maps, on the congressional maps. They did. They moved extra seats to more blue-leaning areas and moved them away from red-leaning areas for a net gain of Democrat electoral college votes, and depending on the state, how it's apportioned, congressional representatives. But anyway. The reason I bring that up is because 2030 is coming up, and that will be a huge, huge census because it will reflect all the movement that not only happened in the wake of COVID, but since then, because it's just continued, right? All those trends we talk about of people moving the red states, that hasn't stopped. It's continued. And the projections right now are pretty big. Enough that the movement would give you an extra state, basically, if you're a Republican. So get this. Texas gains 4 seats and 4 electoral college votes. Florida gains 4 more seats and 4 electoral college votes. Idaho gains 1. Utah gains 1. Arizona, swing state, of course, gains 1. Now, which states are losing them? California loses 3. Oregon loses 1. Pennsylvania, swing state, loses 1. New York loses 1 or 2. I can't quite see. I think it's 2. Illinois loses 1. Wisconsin loses 1. Swing state. Minnesota loses 1. Getting to be a swing state. Not quite. So overall, you're talking about at least, if everything stays, you know, somewhat normal, which it should, by 2030, the Republicans, just in a normal, like, keep the map the exact same. So you don't have to win any new states or anything. Even go back to 2016 if you want, or 2020. Like, you don't have to use the one where Trump just blew it out. But the Republicans would gain 8, 9, 10 minimum electoral college votes. That's huge. That's like a full swing state just for free, just because of the migration patterns. And of course, then that also means that they'll be able to redraw a lot of congressional districts and pick up a bunch of extra Republican seats. So all of that to say, wow, it's going to be really important, though, who is in charge of drawing those maps in the states. Yes, of course. But who is in charge of the census in 2030? Because as you know, there will be a presidential election in 2028. Will a Democrat win that election? Because if they do, they could just cheat like they did in 2020 and reapportion it and then go, oops, we didn't know. It was COVID. You know, that was the excuse for everything. But they just cheated. So it's important who's in charge, whether it's Democrat or Republican. You don't want Republicans to cheat either, but they haven't. And Democrats have. And so that's why I would say it's important to have a Republican in charge in that sense. And now this.
Wow, Wiggins America.
Ending the show on a little theme park talk. I don't know if you're into this. I definitely am. It's a huge pastime for me. I love going to theme parks. And last weekend, if you listen to the Andy Fry Show Thursday, Friday, I was gone because I was in Florida with my son going to SeaWorld and Busch Gardens. And we did one massive Disney day where we did all 4 Disney parks in one day. 19 rides total plus lunch at the Sci-Fi Drive-In Diner. We did not stop. We did 31,000 steps, over 31,000 steps in one day. And I think I actually got sick that day. I think I'm still fighting off a cold from what I did that day, because you go so hard and you're touching so many nasty surfaces all day that I think I actually caught something. And then, you know, you don't sleep because you just go, 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 go. SeaWorld was a lot of fun. We actually watched more shows than anything there, which I wasn't expecting. We did the Orca show. We did dolphins. We did sea lions. And they were all really good, especially the orcas. I liked the dolphins a lot. My son liked the whales. And you're just like, how can you teach a whale to just jump in the air on command and twist and then go back? I know they feed them like, oh yeah, he did the thing, here's the fish. But how do you get him to do it the first time? I mean, how do you go like, here, whale, watch me. I do. Watch me flip. Like, yeah, I don't know how you do that. But it's amazing to watch these whales, orca whales, just doing tricks. And you're like, okay, yeah, I guess you can learn things by watching. I don't know. If you're a marine biologist, call in. Let me know. I did enjoy Busch Gardens, but it was so crowded. And we happened to go on a day where Flo Rida was playing, Flo Rida in Florida. And so I don't know if that affected the crowds and it was just like crazy, crazy busy. But we just didn't get to ride as much there. The weather, though, was amazing. And that's the two things about theme parks, I always say, that you have to have is you have to have good weather, or if you really want to decrease the crowds, you could have kind of crappy weather for a little while. But the weather is one thing that you can't control that makes or breaks your day. And then the second is the crowds. And I don't know, I have a theory that the crowd sizes at theme parks now are bigger than they have ever been in my entire life. And the reason for that I've come up with anyway, is threefold. One is that after COVID, you know, everybody was locked up for so long that now everybody wants to go do stuff again. But I would think we'd be getting past that phase now. It's been a couple of years that you had this initial influx and then it would kind of go back to normal, but it hasn't. It's just crazy, even compared to 5 years ago, 10 years ago, the same parks, you know, you have the same park with the same amount of rides essentially is just way busier. And so I think that's the first thing. The second thing is that the rides have just gotten so dang good that when you experience a ride that good, you know, going on a roller coaster is fun, but you don't go, oh my gosh, I have to go do that roller coaster again. Some of these indoor rides that utilize screens and movement and just all, every sense you can imagine, have maximized rides in a way that makes me like crave to go experience it again. Where I didn't have that before. You know, I'd ride something, it was fun. You go, oh, I'd love to go back sometime. But now I'm like, oh, I got to get back to that thing. So I think the ride experience has just raised the bar so much that there are more people wanting to do it and do it over and over again. And then the third thing that is really unfortunate that I think is the reason why theme parks are just so much busier than they used to be is that people are willing to wait in lines longer because they have phones. People used to get really, really antsy waiting in a line that was more than like 30 minutes. I would. I still do. But now everybody's got phones. Everybody, especially if you're in a group, you're playing little games on your phones. People just don't seem to care as much. You'll wait for 45 minutes to an hour and not even really care. And I'm like, I still care. I don't want to do that. My kid doesn't want to do that. God bless my kids for being able to stand that when I can't. But I just am amazed. And that, so that's my three theories on why theme parks have gotten so busy. The other one is that the proof for that is that they're building lots of theme parks right now. They're building a Mattel World in Arizona. They're building like an Americana Land in Oklahoma that's supposed to be huge, which I love the theme. It's going to be cool. And it's a lot of former Disney engineers building that. So that should be a really good park. And then they're building Epic Universe, a third massive park right now in Orlando with Universal. So they're obviously making a lot of money and putting a lot of money into the parks and even new parks. So money talks. Money says that people are going to theme parks more and more than they used to. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to Wiggins America. You can get the podcast by typing in Wiggins America. We'll see you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.